Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Nathaniel Gutierrez.
Okay, Nathaniel, would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. And then have you gotten an attorney to help you with filing the claim?
No.
No. Okay, and then just to confirm, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, and how old is your daughter today?
She's two.
She's two. Okay. And she was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. What other issues does she have today because of the NEC? Is there any ongoing gastrointestinal problems, any scarring in the intestines, or any other issues?
Gastrointestinal problems.
Ongoing problems? Okay, I see. And do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis or the injuries?
The hospital does.
Okay, no problem. But they do exist, correct? Like you're able to request them?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what was the date that your daughter was diagnosed?
December 18, 2021.
December 18, 2021. Okay. And did she get fed baby formula inside the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And was she diagnosed with NEC before the formula or afterwards?
After.
After, I see. Okay. And then how long after being fed the formula did she get diagnosed with NEC? Do you think it was within 7 days or over 7 days?
Like within 7 days.
Within 7 days. Okay. And what is the name of the address where, I'm sorry, the name of the facility, so the medical facility where she was diagnosed?
Summerland Hospital.
You said Summerland Hospital?
Yes.
Summerland Hospital, okay. And where is that located? What city?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. Okay, so Summerlin Hospital Medical Center. I'm just going to look up the address really quick so I can write it on here. Okay, and then were they born at that same hospital or was it a separate location?
No, I was born at the same hospital.
Okay, so they were born there and they were diagnosed there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what brand of formula was used? What's the name of
The Similac NeoSure.
It was a Similac? Okay. All right. I do know that one's a pretty popular one. Okay. And then you're filing on behalf of your daughter. You are her father, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And would your name show on her birth certificate?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you do have authority to sign on her behalf. Do you know how many weeks pregnant her mother was when she was born?
32 weeks.
32 weeks. Okay. And was she diagnosed when she was still in the hospital or did you leave and come back?
No, while she was still in the hospital.
Still at the hospital. Okay. And what is the date of birth of your daughter?
11/24/2021.
Okay. And you mentioned she is 2 years old today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you able to provide a birth certificate if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And besides your daughter, do you know anybody else who was also fed baby formula and diagnosed with NEC?
No.
No. Okay. Just want to make sure that we can help as many people as possible. So I'll put no for now. And then can you confirm your daughter's gender for me?
Female.
Mill, okay. And what is her full name? Can you spell it for me?
N Y L A H. Last name Gutierrez, GUT IE RREZ.
Okay. Nyla Gutierrez. Okay. And then do you have her social security number?
Yes, one second. It is 838 984105.
4105, you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. And that's just for identification purposes. So as soon as we submit this to the attorneys, they're going to review the information. And then your full name, I have Nathaniel Gutierrez. Do you have a middle name?
Yes, Lee.
Okay, is it L-E-E?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a suffix, anything like junior, senior?
Senior.
Senior, okay. All right, and then your date of birth, sir?
6/23/82.
6/23/82. Okay. And what is your social?
559-71-6587.
6587. Okay. And then I do have some contact information here. I just want to make sure I have the right email. I have nathang9500@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then your primary phone number, I have 702-250-9696.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And is that a smartphone or is it a landline?
A smartphone.
Smartphone, okay, perfect. Are you able to open up email on your phone if needed?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So once we do move forward, when we're finished with the questions here, I'll send you something to sign electronically. It's a retainer agreement for the attorneys, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So let me just finish up the questions here. And then what is your full mailing address?
12318 Birch Avenue, that's BIRCH Avenue, apartment 22, Arthon, California. 90250.
90250. Okay, apartment 22, Hawthorne, and that's Los Angeles County.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And do you have official documents that would show that you are the power of attorney over your daughter? So just proof that you are the parent. So like a birth certificate.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I think I asked that one earlier. I do apologize. Some questions are a little repetitive, but we're almost done here. Okay. And do you have the mother's full name?
Yes.
Okay. Can you spell it for me?
DONTAIZAH.
Okay. Is it Dontasia?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then last name?
McNair, MCNAIR.
Okay, MCNAIR. Okay, and then your full name, Nathaniel Lee Gutierrez. Okay. Okay, and are you aware of any issues related to custody, any abuse, neglect, or other?
No.
No, none of that. Okay, perfect. And then, is there any family history of drug use, or yeah,
No.
anything like that? No. Okay, perfect. And then,
No.
do you know if there was any issues with the pregnancy? Anything like hypertensive disease, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No.
No. Okay, so none of the above. And was your child born premature?
Yes.
Okay. And Nyla was born in the state of Nevada, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And was she diagnosed in the NICU or the NICU?
Can I make you? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What were the dates approximately that she was in the NICU?
From like December 16th till for about 4 weeks, like 2 to 4 weeks.
2 to 4 weeks. Okay. So starting
Yeah, 4 weeks
December.
total.
Uh-huh.
4 weeks total.
4 weeks total. Okay. So starting December 16, you said?
Yeah.
Of 2021?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Let me look up a calendar really quick. Do you remember what the date of discharge was?
Let's see. Last day of discharge was like February 6, 2022.
February 6, 2022. Okay, so it was a little over 4 weeks, it looks like. So
Yeah.
from December to February. Okay, perfect. Let's see. Okay, and what was the weight at the time of birth?
3.6 pounds.
3.6 pounds. Okay. Okay, and then you did mention to use the Similac NeoSure, the baby
Yes.
formula. Do you remember when she started drinking it and when she stopped, approximately dates? Did she start using it as soon as she was born, or was she breastfed at all?
As soon as she was born, she wasn't ever breastfed.
Never breastfed. Okay. All right, so as soon as she was born, okay, so she was born November 24th of 2021.
Yes.
Okay. And then when did she stop using it?
So probably like the 28th, something like 7 days after.
About 7 days. Okay. Okay, so I see she was diagnosed December 18 of 2021. So about a month after she was born. So before she was diagnosed, did she stop using the milk?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So right before she was diagnosed, or just she just had the milk for about 7 days.
Yeah, plus she was on the formula for like 15 to 20 days, and then she might stop it.
Okay, and then she started having issues after that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so from November to about early December, December 9th of 2021, that's 15 days. And when did you learn of the possible connection between the baby formula and then the NEC diagnosis? When did you make the connection?
At the hospital.
At the hospital? Okay, so after she was diagnosed?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Okay, and then the child was fed the baby formula inside the hospital, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm gonna list a few symptoms here. Just let me know if Nyla experienced those. Was there any low body temperature, green vomit, problem sleeping, apnea? I'm
Yes,
sorry.
the green vomiting, low body temperature. I called off.
Okay, and were there any other symptoms? Anything like a swollen or tender belly, any constipation or diarrhea?
Constipation, vomiting, blood in the
Blood in the stool. Okay. So sorry to hear about that. Okay. And then you do have copies of the medical records?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Can you provide those records through mail or electronic or both?
Probably through mail
Through mail.
or
Okay,
both.
perfect. Or both. Okay. And then what treatments or medical procedures did your daughter go through? Was there any antibiotics, any surgeries done, or anything else?
Antibiotics and laparotomy surgery.
Okay, there was a laparotomy. Okay, perfect. So I'll note that there. And when was the last time that she was treated for any of those related issues?
February 6, 2022.
February 6th, okay, 2022. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed her?
Doctor Helen Yang.
Helen Yang, okay, that's Helen. And then Yang,
Yes.
Yang.
Yang, yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I'll note that here. And then did that same doctor treat your daughter as well, or is there a different doctor?
No, the same doctor.
Same doctor. Okay. So diagnosing and treating doctor. And then was that at that same hospital?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. So I'll just copy the address here. It was Summerlin Hospital Medical Center. Okay, and do you have a phone number available for the hospital?
Let me look it up real quick. It's 702-233-7000.
Okay, 702-233-7000.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then how's your child doing now? Does she have any ongoing challenges or any specific medical care required?
Right now, just like waking up in the middle of the night, screaming and stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, trouble sleeping. Okay, and then we're almost done here. The last thing I need from you is an emergency contact number, just in case we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time, just so there's no disruptions in your case, and then we can continue for your loved ones. This typically, I'm sorry, we'll only contact the other person in case we can't reach you so that they can reach out to you. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or do they live separate?
They live with me.
Live with you. Okay. And then what is their relationship to you?
Spouse.
Spouse. Okay. And what is their full name?
Yesenia. It's YESENIA. And the last name is Cavanilles. CaVinillas.
Okay, I heard CaVinillas.
Yes.
Okay, and then Yesenia, I got that. And then what's her phone number?
424-269-8870.
8870. Okay, and then their address is the same one that you provided earlier, your mailing address?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, perfect. So I'll just copy that one. Okay, perfect. So that concludes the questions here for the intake. Let me just put you on a brief hold for about 30 seconds. I have to double check something with my manager here, and then I'll move on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Just give me a few seconds.
All right.
Okay, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So I'm back here. Okay, one last question. Is Nyla still going through any medical treatments currently?
No, not as right now.
No, not right now. Okay, perfect. I'll just note that. Okay, it looks like everything else is good. All right, so what I'll do next is I'm gonna go ahead and send you that electronic document to sign. You can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll go over it with you in case you need help navigating. So I'll send it over through email. They're also going to send you a text message. It's the same one. You can just open whichever one's easier.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let me just double check, make sure everything is spelled correctly. Are you driving right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you in a good spot to park or stop for just a few minutes?
Yeah, I'll be right at the house in like probably like 3 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I
I'll
just want to make sure you're safe. Okay. All
Okay.
right. Yeah, it shouldn't take too long. It's just a few taps. So let me see. Let me just make sure it's spelled correctly. Nathaniel on behalf of Nyla. Okay, so I'm sending it over right now. It's going to be through DocuSign. You'll see my name right now. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign. And then, yep.
Okay.
You got it. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then while you do that, while you review the documents, I'm going to send you another text message, with the name and the number of the law firm that will be representing you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Almost 30 seconds.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay. I'm ready All right, I'm done signing.
Okay, let me just make sure it went through on my end here. Okay, yeah, I did get the notification. Looks like everything's good. Okay, so the next thing you can expect is the law firm will be calling you within 5 business days. Just give them some time to process the documents. Then they'll call you for a case verification. They'll review the information and they'll let you know what to expect next. I did send you a text right now with their phone number. So the law firm's name is Pulaski, and then their phone number is on there. Please save it into your contacts. Just expect the call. If you have any questions or if they haven't called you within those 5 days, give me a call back or send me a text, and then I can request an update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. That is it on my end here. If you have any other questions or if you know anybody else who needs help, you can send them my way, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. I have you have. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye.